will allow you to introduce our next guest, who is fabulous.
Well, he is fellow Yankee fan, ready for spring training, as pitchers and catchers have reported, the King.
I am psyched. And the Yard Goats are going to be playing in Hartford this year. It's a good deal. I'm going, even if I'm one of the 10. I'm going. Hey, we have boy, how about Ted Cruz, huh? What a moron. Anyway, where? One of our games, Baylor, is canceled.
That just got postponed?
Yep. Postponed.
I think it's a weather issue now. It was COVID. I think now it's a weather
issue. Yeah, more than likely it's weather. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
Where are they playing at? Yeah, at Baylor.
Yeah, it's so at it's Baylor, probably, no question.
Yeah.
And then, believe me, I've been to Waco, and there's nothing to stop the weather from moving in there.
Hey, that's Chip and Joanna's.
That is right.
Stomping grounds, yep. So.
You know, you get to the top of that stadium out there, you look out, and you know what your view is? New Mexico. All right.
Really? Isn't that where that crazy guy was? That,
yeah.
Remember years ago? It was before you, Matt.
The compound?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, that was wild.
The Davidian branch compound?
Yeah, and who's the attorney general? The woman? Oh, God, glasses. What was it? Janet Reno.
Yeah. Well, yeah. Oh, no, I also remember who the FBI director was, too.
Yeah. Oh, the good FBI old days. Director, anyway,
very,
things have gotten
no,
so much
not,
better.
No, the FBI director, very familiar to Penn State fans. We'll leave it at that.
Oh, same guy, huh?
Same guy.
Well, I'll pick another game. I'll get another game in there for to replace
yeah,
Oklahoma State.
Yeah, I've got the thing right on here now. There's really not a lot of top 20 matchups. Of course, are they really top 20? How about Oklahoma at Iowa State?
All right, sure.
Yeah, okay. So we still got Oklahoma in there, just a different. So Oak at Iowa State. Kind of a slow sports week, huh? How's Penn State wrestling doing?
Undefeated. Wrestle tonight, 7 o'clock, Big Ten Network at Ohio State. They are 4-0 in the season.
I am watching that. I've been watching the wrestling. Watching them. Well,
7 o'clock tonight, BTN.
Iowa's really good this year, huh?
Iowa's good. Penn State's good. Michigan's good.
Yeah, Michigan,
obviously,
I watched Michigan beat Ohio State by 2 points, I think.
Yep, and Penn State just went into Ann Arbor and beat Michigan last week.
Really? Really? Mm-hmm. Cool. Because of all things, I get the Big Ten Network. they're taking away every channel left and right, but I get the Big Ten Network. So I've been watching the wrestling. That's really good quality
wrestling. Don't throw stuff at
wrestling.
The screen during the documentaries when I'm on, all right?
Huh?
I said don't
You're
throw stuff
the
at the
Ten
screen.
Network?
Oh, you named the documentary, Matt. You named the documentary.
Exactly.
Am I on the thing? It's like unbelievable.
Oh, so let me know when you're going to be on. I'll tape it.
Oh, my God. I'm kind of busy. You're just going to have to check your local listings. You're going to have to check your local listings because I don't know. I've done a whole bunch of these things.
I figured it would be easier to ask you because you're the one on it, but. There won't be a local listing here in Connecticut, so
right, okay.
Send me an email sometime. Let me know when you're on. I'll tape it. So
sure,
because you might be on during the day. So
I might be on during Big Brother.
Yeah, well, you can forget that. I'll tape you.
I mean, I know. At that point, I'm not the choice.
Boring. No, it would be so exciting to watch out there. You know, Matt, I was flipping through. This is years ago, okay? I'm flipping through the TV, and I think I lived in East Windsor, Connecticut at the time. Well, I had to have because I lived there 28 years. And I get to, I think it was PBS, or not PBS, maybe C-SPAN. And I hear this voice. I said, God, My brother. And I walk in the room, and he's moderating a debate or a presidential something. What was that? A senatorial thing for Pennsylvania?
It was a gubernatorial debate.
How about that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like, are you kidding me?
I know you dove into that.
It was C-SPAN, wasn't it?
It was WPSU-TV, and C-SPAN picked it up.
That was really cool. You did a good job. I mean, it had nothing to do with sports, so it was kind of different.
You're kind of stunned I knew something, huh?
I was ready for you to make a crowd noise or something. Do you remember? Remember how I used to do that?
Well, I had to remain neutral, so I couldn't cheer all the great answers.
That was good. You did a really good job.
How about that?
I appreciate that. Yeah.
You should do more of that. How long ago was that? That was probably 20 years ago.
20 years ago. And should I do more of it? The more games I do, the happier I am in life. Okay, I'll leave that. Okay. That's how I look at the business now. The more games I do, the happier I am in life. We'll take
a
break.
Well, you know what? I think we're on the other side of this pandemic. I think that I don't know. I mean, they all say the science. I think we're on the other side of it, and we're going to have, by midsummer, pretty good gay crowds, and we'll be back to business in the fall.
I hope you're right.
Well,
I think so. All the numbers are going down all around the country. You know,
This came out today. Johns Hopkins doctor, okay? Not exactly a Bush League hospital. Johns Hopkins doctor predicts COVID will be mostly gone by April. He says we are on the road at the moment to herd immunity. I don't blame the president, by the way, for saying, "Hey, by Christmas, we'll whatever." Because I think,
well, of course,
if you lowball expectations and it turns out better, then okay, you know. So I mean, that's perfectly fine. But I just thought this was interesting that he said this, that between the people who have had it, the people who are getting vaccinated, and those that are staying away because of distancing from the suit, it's worked out perfectly. All right, we'll come back. What? We'll come back with more in a moment here on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Go. Time now for some hoops picks.
All right, that is right. We'll start with the SEC. Number 19, Tennessee hosting UK. Steve, we'll start with you.
Well, Kentucky, which is what now, 7-13?
Yeah, something like that.
Has now won two in a row against Auburn and Vanderbilt. Their fan base now thinks they're in. They're going to lose to Tennessee.
Listen, I love UK. I love my man John Calipari, the Clarion University grad. But this team stinks, Tennessee. King.
I despise John Calipari. And I saw him in the back at UMass. This guy's full of crap. Anyway. I've said that for years on your station.
Yes, you have. I forgot. So Tennessee, clean sweep with the Vols.
Tennessee. He could be number one in the country, and I wouldn't pick him. No, they screwed that freshman thing up big time. Now look what happened to Duke, you know? They're picking all the best players in the country and letting them take canoeing classes and first aid, all classes I took at Mitchell College. The only thing I graduated with, and then they go pro, and that's not fair. So anyway, it's not working for him anymore. Oh well.
My senior year at Clarion, that was the 40-0 year. But anyway, yeah. Next one, number 10, Nova, hosting UConn. King.
No question, my UConn Huskies, my hometown team. I live on their doorstep. I could walk to Gamble Pavilion, although they're playing at Villanova. UConn's really good this year, guys, and they got their best player back. He's been out. So.
Steve?
My old friend Kevin Freeman's one of your assistant coaches.
Yep.
I'm still going to pick Villanova.
I'm going Nova as well. I think they bounce back. Next one, big one in the Big 12 again. A couple big ones in the Big 12. We'll start with number 15, Texas Tech at number 23, Kansas. Steve.
Should be a heck of a game. I'm going to go with Kansas in this one, even though it's not a great matchup for them.
King?
I got Texas Tech. Kansas coach, a cheater.
So we're picking today based on of coaches we hate.
Yep. It's a total personal thing with me.
Oh, jeez. I'm going with Texas Tech, too. I don't trust Kansas one bit. Next one. Actually, this is another Big 12 matchup, so we got three in the Big 12 this weekend. Number 13, WVU at the Texas Longhorns. King.
Oh, boy. I hate to be so nice. I can never, ever pick West Virginia. Texas.
Oh, I love your logic sometimes. King, or Steve.
I think Texas is better, so I'll pick them.
I am also going with the Longhorns.
Logic.
I just think they have better depth right now. All right, clean sweep of the Longhorns. Next one. We'll stay in the Big 12. Number 9, OU at Iowa State. Our late game we just switched because there's no Baylor game this weekend. King?
Iowa State.
Ooh, okay.
I love them.
You know, if we're going to talk about teams that we hate, Iowa State is that for me. Because okay. Every year they would screw up my bracket. One year I wouldn't pick them, and then they would make a deep run. Then the next year I did pick them, and then they stunk and lost in the first round. Can't stand them. I'm going
very
with,
true.
But I am picking because Oklahoma is a better team, and I will take the Sooners, not because I hate Iowa State. Steve.
Let me do this as a visual. Iowa State is a grape. Oklahoma is a steamroller. They will win this game by 20 points.
Now, I just want to point out,
have you watched Iowa State play?
I haven't this year.
Okay. I'm sorry. They have no shot in this game.
Okay, we're going back to last week.
I was about to say, I believe it's
you could pretty much quote what you just said
about
Illinois and Nebraska.
Yep. I know what I said.
Illinois will win this game by 20 points. I watched the game. Nebraska should have won the game.
Yeah, no, they fouled up. They didn't know how to win.
They outplayed Illinois.
Oh, no,
it was
9-0
in the first minute.
Yeah,
they were blowing Illinois off the court. And I'm sitting there, where's this 20-point win coming from?
Oh, I know.
So, I am very confident right now that Iowa State's going to win.
They're going to get crushed.
So is Nebraska. They lost in overtime.
Oh, I know they did. I watched the game because obviously I was scouting for the next
game. It was a good game. So,
I'll have to look up the over-under on this.
Remember?
The what?
What? Hello?
Yeah.
What?
What's the next game?
All right, the next game is number 5, Illinois, speaking of the Illini, at Minnesota. Steve.
Minnesota.
Jeez, all right, we got the king in there, Steve.
First of all, the matchup inside between Coburn and Robbins is a good matchup. See, Minnesota's the one team I haven't really looked a lot at yet because Penn State doesn't play them for another 10 days. But I know Robbins is really good. Coburn, obviously, is. Marcus Carr, who is very good, maybe too left-hand centric, but still, I still think that there are more players that Illinois has. And Dosunmu, when he wants to take over the game, just takes over. A memo to the teams, Iowa likes to go right, Iowa drives. And Iowa's going to the NBA.
So we got the Illini then.
Yes.
All right. I am going to go with Minnesota here. A little concerned about last week with Nebraska. Minnesota's a good team. I love Marcus Carr too, so I'm gonna go with the Golden Gophers here in the upset. This is my upset of the week. And then finally, in the ACC, number 7, Virginia at aforementioned Duke. King.
I like Virginia.
I like Virginia outright. Steve.
Well, I thought that's what we were picking. This was outright. It's interesting how Jalen Johnson left Duke. He opted out. Now, as Jalen Johnson, he went from the starting lineup as a one and done. Then he started coming off the bench and getting fewer minutes and getting fewer minutes. And then the last game out against NC State, he had 8 minutes. He then opted out because guess what? With each game, his draft stock was going down. And to quote Jim Boeheim, he says, Duke is better because of subtraction. I still, with all that, well, it's going to be a slow game, low-scoring game, which gives Duke a shot, but I'll say Virginia only because it's home.
All right, there you have
it. Duke?
Huh?
What happened to Duke? How come they're so bad this year?
What happened to Duke is sometimes you get into a one-and-done mode, but you got to hit on all of them, Kev, and to make it work. And you notice in the one-and-done era, Duke's 1-1, Kentucky's 1-1. Nobody else has. It's all been older teams that have been winning. And I think, you know, and it's something where you got to find a delicate balance between having that great player that's the one and done, who's talented, but at the same time, you got to have some older players that really steady the ship. And Duke doesn't have enough of those guys.
Are you surprised that Krzyzewski did this? Started going with, you know, the best freshman he could find, and it was okay with him that they would leave?
Oh, a little bit, except I thought he probably felt it was the best way to compete to try and win it.
Yeah, but they were always good.
Yeah, and I think now what you're seeing with, like, let's just take Kentucky for a moment. You notice at Kentucky what he has now been doing. Nate Sestina from Bucknell came in last year as an older player and was a pivotal player for them. They got Olivier Saar to transfer from Wake Forest into Kentucky. He's been getting some transfers that are older to go with his younger players, because I think even he realizes that I can't just keep running kids out there. It's, you know, because the toughest part, and this is where I do give Calipari credit, the toughest part is convincing them to A, play in a team concept, and B, to play defense.
Right.
By the way, Steve, you did win last week. You went 5-1. King and I went 4-2. So we'll see what happens this week.
I went 4-2. I almost went 5-1.
Well, so no, we're just saying that I probably was 4.5 to 1.5 because even though Illinois won, I said they'd kill them.
I'm only pulling the string. You never know what's going to happen in these games, and these kids are all really good.
My issue with Illinois last week was going in was the motivation of it. In other words,
and Nebraska came out 9-0, and you know Illinois was playing from behind pretty much the whole game. So,
but then the end
hats
of the game
off for winning on the road and coming back. So
the end of the game, though, regulation. Illinois has Nebraska has a chance to win and never got a shot up, and that's the sign. It just, you're not quite there,
right?